This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Dial in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Back to your phone calls and thoughts. We've got, and then coming up, the FCC chairman is being targeted by the alt-left. First up, Ben is on the line in Canada, calling on one of the amp lines. Hello, Ben.
Hey. So you were talking about how you've been losing ampers, but also I think also the talk radio industry is also losing listeners, so that could play a factor.
Now sure. They say that the Trump bump has continued. So talk radio had a bump in listenership, as it always does during the election season. Generally, talk radio stations will have their ratings go up during that time frame, and then they'll kind of peter back off after the election happens. What they've been saying in the industry, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, Mark, is they've been saying that the bump has continued, that the listenership is still up even after the election.
The one thing
have
I haven't, that is correct. The one thing I haven't been able to do is do a sort of a 10-year or 20-year comparison in time spent listening, or what they call TSLs in the industry. We on Free Talk Live don't have the $30,000, have never had the $30,000 a year to drop on numbers. So I can't.
On hiring Nielsen ratings to give you the.
So I can't pore over these numbers as I was trained to do, when I worked for iHeart or Clear Channel, what is now iHeart Media. But I can tell you that the numbers that come out within the industry, the sort of articles about the numbers that they've seen, it's not really numbers, indicates that talk radio is as pervasive and listened to as it has been for some time. But I don't know if that's based on cumulative listeners, which just means the amount of people who listen in a given week, or time spent listening. To me, it would be disingenuous to just give cumulative listener numbers and say, hey, look, we got more listeners than ever, if the time spent listening was down. So the caller could be right, but I don't have any information one way or another to sort of prove you right or wrong. Go ahead.
It was just a theory. Anyways, I have a couple suggestions. I was a previous listener like 3 years ago, and then I kind of dropped off, but I've recently started listening again. And one part of the reason I dropped off was because I felt like the content was becoming a little too routine, just because the way you have it structured.
What was routine about?
Changing it.
Like, what part was routine?
Open lines all the time plus 7 days a week.
What would you, that's sort of the gimmick behind the show, is that we're an open line show. Would you rather us close the lines
and talk to interviews?
Well, maybe do more interviews would be a suggestion. Another suggestion, which might kind of put you outside of the talk realm, but also diversify you a bit, would be to bring on liberty-minded artists that would be just willing to perform
music,
or just for your audience.
You're talking about music
access, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so one of the problems with interviews is it's not that I'm against interviews.
Interviews are a great way to sort of cross-promote. That's one of the benefits of them, is that so-and-so interviewee.
Right. You bring on Tom Woods. Tom Woods mentions he's on Free Talk Live.
Right.
And then some of his listeners come over to listen.
I mean, the reason why Callan Diggs is here in our studio is because he heard us on Alex Jones years ago.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's something to that.
So interviews, I'm for. It's just that there's some difficulty. So with Free Talk Live, all of us look at the news day in and day out, and we find the stories that we want to talk about. We bring them in. Ian decides which ones are going to go at what time and whatever. And that's the show. Like, it's easy to do because we're all here in the same room. One thing that's difficult is when you bring on an interview is you never know whether they're actually going to show up. Right? So you bring on whoever this person is, and life happens for that person as it happens, and then, you know, you promote it. Tom Woods will be on Free Talk Live tomorrow night. Call in and listen, right? And then, you know, Tom Woods has, he gets caught in traffic, or there's some kind of family illness, or he just forgets. And I don't know why I'm picking on Tom here. And this is one of the difficulties, is you don't know what you're going to get when it comes to interviews. I get that Free Talk Live is hard to listen to in the sense that there's 21 hours a week to listen to live and 14 hours a week to listen to recorded. But I guess the shtick that we bring is that anybody can call in and talk to talk about anything they want, and there's no other libertarian radio there's no other libertarian program, radio, podcast, or otherwise, where that sort of happens on a broad basis.
Yeah, and I agree with that gimmick. Interviews, and then for the music stuff, it would be they would have to do it just to be able to get their message to a libertarian audience and get their art out to a libertarian audience, which might be a challenge in and of itself.
I do have a podcast package for artists, so it's very low cost, and
that's where we put their song at the end of our podcast, right?
And their or their little story or whatever it is that they want. And
how's that worked out for them, by the way? Have you got any feedback?
Oh, they're all very happy with it.
Okay, good.
It's a great way to get huge exposure, and they usually it's what they call cherry picking, right? So you wouldn't want to do it for the same thing every time, but if you're putting out a new song every 2 months or something, then you can continue to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, like I said, very low cost as far as our ads go. I mean, I'm sure there's shows out there where you can get ads for nothing. But, Free Talk Live, I can't remember what the ad package is, but it's one of our lowest packages. Because I understand that libertarian-type artists, liberty-oriented artists, are not going to be people who have made a ton of money up to this point. They're going to be people who have a regular 9-to-5 type job, and then they do this stuff on the side, and they want to reach other libertarians, and that we're a great method to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Ben, anything else?
No.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate the suggestions. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
You know what I would do? Is I'd do interviews on request if somebody wanted to do sort of one-time amplifying for a particular liberty-oriented person of note. You know, I'm not going to just bring on any nut. But, if you're like...
You have to be a famous nut, not just... Anything.
Right. Your nut has to be a nut of note.
So, like Sarah in New Mexico, no. Who's on the line with us right now. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I'm so excited that, can you believe that they're going to throw out the smokers from the Santa Fe Plaza?
What is that? Is that like an open-air kind of public shopping place? What is the Santa Fe Plaza?
Well, it's like a city plaza where there's a grassy area in the middle, and there's restaurants and shops around. And so they could only smoke in the sidewalk, but they're going to throw them out in the grassy center area.
So hold on, just to clarify, they will not be allowed to smoke in the grassy center, but if they're on the sidewalks, they'll still be allowed to smoke in the Santa Fe Plaza?
Yeah, it's kind of like maybe they'll get to that next year. It's one step at a time.
There you go, one step towards tyranny at a time. Now, is this a government-run plaza, or is it a privately owned plaza?
No, it's city property. The whole park is city property.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha. So basically, though the smokers are forced to pay for the park, you don't want them to be allowed in the park.
Well, it's a community place,
except for the smokers. They're not welcome.
The non-smoking community place. The non-smoking community pilfers and robs the smoking community in order that the non-smoking community needn't smell the effluence of the smoking community. Look, I don't like cigarette smoke much myself, and I gotta say that I'm happy when I go through a park and I don't smell cigarettes, but at the same time, I mean,
can we also stop dogs from pooping in the park too? Because I don't like to smell
right,
that.
You don't like to see it. Who wants to step at that stuff? You know what? Smokers are always such an easy target. Where do you want them to smoke if outdoors isn't the answer? You know, like
inside a respirator mask. Right? That way, the
go to your car. Smoke in your car.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. Toll free number is.
But your kid can't be in there.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. Coming up, the FCC chairman, the new Republican FCC chairman, is being targeted by the alt-left, and we'll explain what it's about. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new Spicy Crispy Zinger Chicken Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you can spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger Chicken Sandwich, wedges, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger in a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
Napa Know-How.
That's not heavy metal music. Or the sound of a stray cat fight. It's your car's not-so-subtle way of saying, head to Napa for new brake pads and rotors and get up to a $50 rebate by mail. So don't confuse for anything other than new brakes and $50 back by mail. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 5/31/17.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll. toll-free. Join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. You can Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. And with you here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And so, again, bring up whatever's on your mind still to come. The FCC chairman, the new one that Trump appointed. He was an FCC chair. He was on the board of the FCC previously, but now he's promoted. He's being targeted by members of the alt-left, and we'll tell you what that's all about coming up. But first,
healthcare is a mess here in the United States, and I think most people would agree. Costs for health insurance have gone up, and I'm seeing headlines that you can probably expect it to continue to go up. But there is a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. It's not health insurance. It's a health. They have a sort of health sharing program with some really great add-ons. It's health. ExcellenceSelect.com. They can give you a proactive health assessment daily if you want it. No charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Are you getting that now? HIPAA has messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what the other ones are doing. How about a medical information card that you can give to EMS or first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want to give them to? You check them out right now. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. And the costs, so much better than health insurance. If you're self-insuring at this point, or even if you've got high copays, or, you know, I don't know what the terminology is, but you've got to pay for part of it, and it's that payment's high, check them out. $600, I believe it's less than $600 a month for families. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, massage, is that what you're getting from your healthcare company? Because I bet it's not. You'll love the service and the price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
All right, our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. So the story from FreeBeacon.com, where members of the alt-left with a history of participating in violent protests are now targeting the neighborhood of the Federal Communications Commission Chairman Ajit Pai. The organizers connected to Disrupt J20 and Code Pink said they are, quote, taking the fight to Pai's door and leaving leaflets on doors in Pai's neighborhood last weekend to protest changes to the Obama administration's net neutrality policy. Did you guess it was going to be net neutrality?
Oh, I knew it was.
You knew. All right. So on Sunday, activists will target.
I got to say, net neutrality is one of those topics that I do not entirely. You know, for me, the libertarian answer isn't the greatest because we don't exist in a libertarian world, and the internet wasn't a libertarian created communication device. It was a government created communication device.
Mm-hmm.
And so just pulling the restrictions off of ISPs, internet service providers, and saying, you know, do whatever you want, it's the free market, to me just doesn't seem like the greatest answer in the world. The Electronic Frontier Foundation agrees with me on this one, but I just don't have the greatest.
So you're saying EFF supports net neutrality?
Yes.
Okay.
We've had them on the air saying so.
Hmm. All right. Do you know what net neutrality is, Melanie?
Last time I heard of it, which is about 4 or 5 years ago, the one that they were trying to push it in said that you had to offer all speeds at the same price, and then you couldn't basically charge for more for things that took up more bandwidth. So I have to charge the same amount for somebody playing Netflix or watching Netflix all day as I do for somebody who checks their email once a day.
So that's not quite as I understand what it is. My understanding, and if you're out there listening and you're an expert on this, feel free to correct us here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. The idea was behind the scenes at an internet service provider that, let's say, Netflix, which is an incredibly popular company, which uses a good chunk of the internet, basically, like as far as the bandwidth that's out there. Netflix is a pretty big chunk of it, as I understand it. That Netflix is maybe willing to pay, say, Comcast or Spectrum, one of these internet service providers, to guarantee good service for their content. And the idea would
That's
be that...
something I would definitely pay Comcast for if I was going to pay Comcast at all.
Yeah, the idea, though, would be that, let's say there's a competitor to Netflix, LiveLeak. And LiveLeak is like, yeah, we don't have a bunch of money, we're not going to pay for this. Well, then Comcast might throttle them, was the idea. And again, I'm just using Comcast as a name. I don't know if they were threatening to do this or not. They probably were. But you know, then Comcast could basically say, oh, you're not going to pay, are you? Well, we're just going to go ahead and shove you down to the bottom tier of information. Because if the information that is being transferred, some of it is given a priority over the rest of it, then that's good for the one being given the priority. If the other information below that is not, you know, there's a bunch of data that's trying to push through a pipe that has been purposefully made smaller to essentially restrict their data delivery to everybody else or to their customers or to the people who are asking for that information. That's the idea that net neutrality was supposed to fix, was that the net neutrality was the government coming down with a hammer saying, all right, Comcast, whack. Now you have to just let everybody use your bandwidth to whatever extent that they want to use it, and you can't charge them differently for it, was essentially
right. So
my understanding.
At the same time, then Google, who is taking up a lot of space, is having to pay all the internet servers, where if I start a blog, I'm not going to get as good a product as Google is getting because I don't need it and don't want to pay for it. So it's the same thing from a different, you know, from the opposite perspective. So you're not charging the consumers more necessarily, but you're charging the companies for what they're using. If Netflix and Google want to pay to have this is never going to be interrupted service, I mean, there are services that, you know, cell phones, TV, well, not TV anymore, maybe, but you can pay to get a higher kind of being able to depend on it. So most people don't need that, so they don't pay for it. But you can pay, so like, you know, when I buy a computer or a phone, it like specifically says I'm not allowed to use it for air traffic controlling. Okay, fine. I bet I can buy a computer that I am allowed to do that for, and I bet it's going to cost a whole lot more.
Sure, and there are different levels of internet access that you can buy. So net neutrality didn't say, oh, well, you can't have different tiers of service for the customer. They could still, for instance, you know, with a lot of internet companies, you can pay for the basic level of access, and then you might get, let's say, 20 megabits downstream and, you know, 1 megabit upstream.
Right,
or you can pay twice as much and get 60 megabits down and 2 megabits.
But if Netflix is using 10,000 times more bandwidth than my hypothetical blog, why should I be paying the same amount as Netflix and Google, who have graphics and images and data streaming and everything else that you could possibly have?
Well, you're not paying the same amount.
I have like a text website.
Yeah, but you're not paying the same amount as they are. You are.
I would be if they passed this law.
No, net neutrality is already a thing, and they're trying to undo it. And you, as a person running a website, a small website, you're not even being targeted by this. What they're talking about is going after, like, big companies, essentially, and promoting one's data over the internet versus another, and sort of throttling, meaning making, giving them less bandwidth, giving the other companies who won't pay less bandwidth. It's not something that would really even enter into the world of an individual who has a low traffic website. It wouldn't. I don't think it would affect you at all.
Well, it's still going to be slow.
There's more coming up here in moments. 855-450-3. We'll talk about what the alt-left is doing to target this guy coming up.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right, if you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24-7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can dial toll free and bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. With you in the studio, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Also, do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. They're the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. If you're buying Bitcoin, you can do it through Bitcoin.com. Maybe you just want to learn more about it. Well, it's a great place to get started in the world of Bitcoin. Or maybe you're old school. You've been around for a while. You want to get the latest news on what's happening with Bitcoin. You were just checking Bitcoin.com for the news earlier tonight, Mark. You
yep.
Go to Bitcoin.com. You can do all of that there. Plus, you can even play games with your Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. There are no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team, and that's why their site is a one-stop shop for everything that you need to get into Bitcoin life. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. As we continue here, the story about Ajit Pai. He is the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, was appointed chairman from being one of the board members after Trump took over the FCC chair. I only know this because I follow the industry radio industry newsletters, and they kind of have an eye on the FCC. So what happened after Trump got elected was two of the Democratic commissioners on the FCC, they left on their own. I think one of them's time ran out and the other one, like, resigned. So there were five chair people, and now there are not chair people, but five board members, and now there are three. And two of the three are Republicans, and one is a Democrat. The one of those two Republicans is Ajit Pai. He was promoted to the chairman role. And now he's got people targeting his neighborhood with what they're calling a vigil to save the Internet. Quote, join us this Sunday for a hashtag save the internet, hashtag net neutrality vigil outside of FCC Chairman Ajit Pai's house, says the Facebook event, organized by Protect Our Internet. The invitation notes that, quote, in all caps, this is a completely legal action protected by the First Amendment. And I do agree with them that it is. I've gone to people's neighborhoods and protested before. I've been outside of Judge Burke's house here in Keene. I've been outside of Fenton Moore's house, who was one of the police officers that you see in Derek J's victimless crime spree. That was the officer that knocked Derek off of his bicycle.
If you haven't been protested by the protesters here in Keene, you're just not a very good government bureaucrat, from what I can tell.
It's actually been a while since we've had one of those target the home things. But then again, it's been a while since we've had a really egregious violation of one of the activists around here. So it's been done. This is sort of part of the history of some of the activism around here. And the idea is take it home to them. Don't let them get away from their responsibility for the actions that they've taken just because they go home for the night. And so I can understand where they're coming from here. I don't obviously share the same values that net neutrality is a motivating reason to go to someone's house, but obviously they think it is. And so we were talking about what net neutrality is. It is basically a forced leveling of the playing field, so to speak, by the government that essentially targets the internet service providers and says you have to allow all traffic neutrally. You have to not give one piece of traffic on the internet, one bit of data, any kind of preference over the rest of it. And you certainly can't allow them to pay to have that kind of preference. That's my understanding of what net neutrality is. And I'm with you, Melanie. I'm against net neutrality. I think that these companies should be able to enter into agreements to provide certain levels of service with other companies. And that doesn't mean that I am against the idea of having a neutral internet. I just don't want it to be forced. I just don't want the government
to... There's websites that don't necessarily need the kind of reliability and bandwidth that other websites need. If I start a vlog, I don't need as much bandwidth as Google. I just don't.
Sure. And they're not targeting you with this anyway. They're not coming knocking on your door saying, hey, we'll give you a better...
Google is saying, I would like to have more bandwidth than Melanie's blog, and I'll pay for it. Why is that a problem? Because they need it, they want it, they can pay for it. I don't need it. I don't, want
problem,
it unless I'm being really
what
delusional.
They're saying is, so again, you got to take yourself out of this. Don't use your own blog as an example. Use a website that's a bigger site. So, like I gave the example of YouTube and LiveLeak. I guess it was Netflix and LiveLeak. But let's look at YouTube and LiveLeak. These are both online video delivery services. Both of them probably have fairly high bandwidth requirements, likely YouTube already much higher than LiveLeak. But still, they're both competitive to some extent with one another to provide people with free video streaming services. And so the idea is that not only would they be allowing YouTube to pay for that priority routing, but they would also limit the bandwidth of the other organization.
That's so, really just rephrasing the same thing differently. So if Google uses more bandwidth than Life is Sweet down the street because it's a local
ice cream shop,
yeah. Ice cream and candy, and Google is a search engine for, as far as I know, every language, or a lot of them, and one of those things clearly uses more bandwidth and clearly has a vested interest in having the reliability, and you're telling them, either A, you're not allowed to pay for this, or B, everyone has to have the same level. But like you're saying, Life is Sweet and Google somehow qualify for the same level of bandwidth treatment, and that just is really silly to me. Because that's what net neutrality would do if...
Net neutrality would treat all packets equally, is the idea. Net neutrality.
That's kind of absurd.
So I guess what I'm sort of hearing here is that what people want is they want the full internet that they've gotten up to this point.
Mm-hmm.
the way they've gotten it. Like, it's really nice to be able to go to Melanie's blog, right? And to use Google. It's nice to be able to go anywhere.
But it wouldn't be nice
if... some of these organizations would do is limit the places. You can believe that they would limit it. They would say, here's a package for reaching everybody's blog, plus everything else, and then here's a package for just getting Facebook and Google.
Okay, that's not what we're talking about here. And I'm sorry if I'm not being clear with my explanation. What we're talking about would be that your... That would be a different level. What you're talking about would be completely blocking off access.
Wouldn't
to...
Would that be something that would be allowable under these new FCC rules to give
in
the...
In theory, yeah. In
there
theory
you go. No, that's not
but
what
no
we're
one's offering.
About.
No one's offering that, at
today,
least not in the United
Ian,
States.
This is what these people are worried about. They're worried about the probable...
But it wasn't happening before
well,
net neutrality.
Yes,
it
yes,
is.
Because there used to be like the cell phone version of internet, which is why people were buying iPads and Androids specifically, because those came with the full internet, whereas your other lower tier phones had the cell phone version of internet and it didn't cost as much.
In
so
Africa,
yes, it didn't exist, but there are people who didn't want to pay that money. And I mean,
well,
that's
if you're
their
paying,
business.
If you're paying, if again, you guys are talking about a consumer level choice
okay,
versus
consumers,
an industry.
Unless you buy into
no, we're
the
talking
corporations
about,
exist okay, fallacy, but, then it's all.
But
consumers.
It's two completely different segments of the market. You're talking. What you're talking about, Mark, is the idea. Remember, we've talked about the Facebook only internet that exists in places like some countries in Africa,
yeah.
where you get Facebook,
get free, right?
And that's it. Yeah, and it's free. You can pay more and get the full internet, but otherwise, you just get Facebook, that kind of thing. That could exist here. Maybe it does exist here, and we just don't know about it. But that would be the consumer level of this person wants less service, so they pay for less service. This person wants more service. Net neutrality wouldn't have affected that, as I understand it. Net neutrality is about the back end of how the internet works. So it would be to where if we're going to keep using your blog as an example, we can. It would be about, okay, you go to YouTube. It loads quickly. The you know how it buffers on YouTube? Oh, that buffer is going nice and fast. Well, that's because YouTube might be paying them to ensure that that happens. Whereas if they go to, hold on, if they go to your blog, then it might go slowly.
It's using more bandwidth.
Huh?
The reason it's loading quickly is because it's...
That's because
not
the idea is that so the idea is that it's loading more quickly because YouTube would be paying for that behind the scenes. Whereas if you were to connect with LiveLeak, again, I don't like to mix the web examples. So if you're going to LiveLeak and it's loading slowly, that might be an indication that they aren't paying for that service. You're still going to get the video. It's going to come down. It's just it's not going to come down as quickly because they're not paying behind the scenes because there's no net neutrality. Do you see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying. There's more to the issue.
If the consumers have a problem with it, it's not going to happen.
That's what I understand net neutrality to supposedly fix, was to prevent anyone paying behind the scenes for preferred service. Tell me what the more is coming up.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Than vitamins and minerals in it. There's enzymes and probiotics, antioxidants, bone enhancers, a whole variety of things that you need on a daily basis to make make you healthier. Now, immediately when I started taking it, I noticed my digestive product was better than it had been in a long time, right? Like digestion was going better for me than it had. And that in and of itself makes it totally worth it. I also lost, I think it was 14 pounds is the number I've settled on, accidentally. Like, I didn't even realize why I had lost it. I'd seen this movie, The Gut, The Second Brain, or something like that, and then I'm like, oh, wow, that's why I lost the weight. It's because of Whole Food Multi-Complete. And, you know, these two things are amazing things to see from a multi, right? Like, you go to the store, you buy some crappy synthetic multi, what do you see? Nothing. Because all you get is the smug assuredness that, at some point or another, these vitamins are making you a little, safer, a little healthier or whatever. Well, I don't know that they are. I wouldn't claim that one way or the other, but I can tell you my life has been made better by Whole Food Multi-Complete, and all this stuff is plant-based. It's not just sort of made up chemically. You just go to Simplify My BasicSupplements.com, and you can try it, too. You can try it at basically cost, because if you use coupon code FTL, you'll get it a 30% discount, and I talked to Russ over there, and essentially he's like, yeah, that's basically all my profit. SimplifyMySupplements.com. Then if you like it, you can get the next bottle, and you'll be paying full boat or whatever, but I think you'll find that it's worth it. SimplifyMySupplements.com. You get $60 worth. You get free shipping. SimplifyMySupplements.com.
All right, so we're talking about net neutrality and the targeting of Chairman Ajit Pai, the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, where some of the alt-left are going to his neighborhood. They're organizing an event for this coming Sunday where they'll be flyering people's houses with door hangers, for instance, and they will be standing outside on the sidewalk outside of his house, says the invitation. Bring signs, slogans, bring your mom, kids, your friends and family. They are opposing the idea of ending net neutrality, which really just started, a couple of years ago? It wasn't that long ago that we were discussing this issue.
Beginning the discussion.
Quite a bit of detail. But then during the Obama administration, the FCC put this net neutrality thing into place. And if we go to Wikipedia, they define it as the principle that Internet service providers and governments regulating the Internet should treat all data on the Internet the same, not discriminating or charging differently by user, content, website, platform, application, type of attached equipment, or mode of communication. So I don't think that that would preclude having a Facebook-only connection for $1 a month or something like that, because that would be what you were signing up for, right? The idea behind net neutrality is that if you believe you're buying the Internet, then you should have the whole Internet without any kind of restriction.
Kind of misleading and committing fraud is a problem. So if you're like, hi, I'm Comcast, I'll provide you Internet service for X amount of dollars a month, and then instead you're Comcast, okay, well, that's fraud. But if you're like, okay, this is everything at the highest speed, this is what they're, if you're being honest about what you're selling, there shouldn't be a problem.
One of the great things about the Internet is sort of the leveling of the field when it comes to media. And this is what people love. Mm-hmm. They love the notion that Melanie can start tomorrow being the foremost voice on taxes and bookkeeping, the U.S. taxes and bookkeeping, right? Like, she could start a blog that grows to the point that, she's the one that delivers the very best news on this.
Yeah,
it's possible. It's the dream, and it rarely happens, but
it can happen.
Yeah. 20 or 30 years ago, when you had newspapers and these other things,
there were gatekeepers in the way.
Yeah, what was she going to do? She was going to Xerox, some newspapers off. And
you'd have to get a syndication gig from the King Features Syndicate.
But you still had to go through the man to do
it. That's right.
It.
The gatekeepers.
The fact is you don't have to go through the man unless you consider WordPress the man. And you don't even need WordPress either.
Well, WordPress is open source. You can download that and install it on your own server.
There's only the only gatekeeper out there is the what's the organization? I can.
And even they've been decentralized somewhat.
Okay.
They got cut loose from the U.S. federal government's control.
And so far, ICANN hasn't been really, it doesn't really clamp down too much on websites.
They'll steal a website, a domain name when the government demands do that.
That's the only thing they'll do is when basically the FBI shuts down a website.
But look at the Pirate Bay. I mean, they've had their domain name stolen countless times and they keep coming back.
Just keep on coming back.
So if you've got enough, stick-to-itiveness, you'll
And ICANN doesn't care enough to go after them. That's not their job. They're just to follow.
Right.
So what these people want is they want the dream of the media, the Internet to continue to be provided. And the only way that's going to happen, look, if you can pay less and get what you want from the Internet, I want the top 100 websites, whatever they might be.
Mm-hmm.
I just want the top 100 websites. Well, that's going to service most people. Because they're going to be able to go to Reddit and Facebook and Google and all these other things that they want to do, and essentially the Internet will be destroyed.
But no one is proposing that.
Well, Google's going to be kind of useless if that's kind of the built-in kind of I don't want to say checks and balances because that's a status concept.
You can't find anything if all you
want. No, that's not true. Google has all kinds of answers now. No, not true. If you look up mortgage calculator now on Google, they will give you results for a mortgage calculator, and they'll give you a mortgage calculator.
Sure.
There's a lot of things. If you ask for measurements, they will...
They'll do the measurements.
They'll do the conversions for Ugandan shillings and all kinds of questions. Google will have an answer. And Google, once this happens, Google will then create websites for the vast majority of the solutions. Rather than being an advertising site, which is what they are now, they'll change into something else. Yes, this is the proposal on the table.
But net neutrality, as I understand it, doesn't prohibit a restricted thing if that's what you're paying for. If you say that...
So you're saying that this could happen now, and that currently we are not being given a lower tier of payments of the top 100 websites because the market just hasn't figured it out?
There's not a demand for that in the marketplace.
Yes, there is. It's
not in this marketplace.
Are you telling...
Where are the people clamoring for, you know, the top 100 websites?
Are you telling me that people wouldn't say, yeah, just give me...
People in the United States know what the internet is.
Jesus, I can't even make a statement!
You already asked the question.
No, I didn't. Are you telling me that people wouldn't pay, you know, $3 a month for Facebook only, rather than paying $30 a month...
Some people might.
Or it's $40 a month for a data plan on their phone.
Some people might do that.
I would say a whole bunch of people would.
In Africa, where this actually happens regularly, where people get either free or very low pay Facebook-only internet, they don't know any better. So the people in Africa, they're just, you know, they're just coming out of...
Well, and they might not have $30 a month, whereas most people
come up with
that.
There's that, too. But they also don't know any better. We read an article about this where there was a poll, a survey done of these customers asking them about, you know, what is the internet? Most of them said Facebook. Because that's what they know as the internet. That's been their experience of the internet. The idea that there's some large number of people in the United States clamoring to have some sort of shut-offs, you know, shut down, reduced dramatically internet access, I don't buy it. I don't think. I mean, there's certainly somebody who would say, "Yeah, sign me up for that."
But I think there's a demographic of people that would do that, and I think it's the same demographic of people who think that YouTube is for watching CNN videos.
But there's
it's just people who really just. I don't want to say belong, but, like, would be better fitted for TV than the internet. So, yeah, yes, the demand is there, and, I mean, okay, fine.
But there's nothing that would stop that from being... There would be nothing, as I understand it, with net neutrality to stop them from marketing that as a separate plan. Because
then why are people so worried about it, Ian? Because this is one of the things they state.
No, that's not what I've seen them state. What I've seen them talk about is how they're throttling behind the scenes. I can go down this list of this Wikipedia article for you here, where it's the stuff that the internet service providers are doing quietly behind the scenes that makes these people angry, like restricting BitTorrent, for instance.
Well, it's behind the scenes. It's slower now, it seems, to get to these tiny little websites that it used to be.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, you know,
because right now net neutrality is in place.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. It seems like it's slower than it used to be.
Well, you're going to have... Your case study doesn't factor into looking at the actual speeds of the internet. There's more coming up here in moments. Hour number 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
B be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.